YouTube, how's it going, everybody? Unbelievable stuff, Padres fans. It just continues to happen for this magical ride we're going on the 2022 campaign. So I'll say it again. How's it going, everybody? Machado with 1,500. The Padres with the season-high 19 runs. The Padres with the franchise-best start, 40 wins. It's June 15th. This team has 40 wins. This is unbelievable. Everyone is locked in. And let's get some why not us's and let's get some Padres windbells in the chat. I still got to pull up live chat and we'll say it one more time. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. here. Let's get some why not us's in the motherfucking chat, baby. Lock in, everybody. I pulled out the lucky retro Padres Hogwatch t-shirt tonight, everybody. Tune in. Grab your martinis. Grab your popcorn. Grab your beers. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We have way too much to discuss on this fine Wednesday night. All my members, let's get some Manny Machado emojis in the chat. Congratulations to El Ministro de la Defensa, Manny Machado, for hits number 1,500 and some. Where is everybody tuning in from on this fine, Wednesday night, everybody? Well, it was an absolutely unbelievable night, Friar Faithful. It was a legendary night, Friar Faithful. Not only we were able to see Manny Machado get it done with the bat with hit number 1,500, we were able to see this whole team play absolutely unbelievable style of baseball. Let's go to a quick roll call, everybody. I'm tuning in from Los Angeles. I want to see where all of y'all. We got over 200 people in this live stream. Smash the like button. This is going to be a big one tonight, Padres fans. Smash the like button. I'll say it again. This is not a typo. This is not a mistake. Runs for the Padres. Fernando Tatis Jr., who? Ottawa, Oceanside, San Diego, Escondido, Chula Vista, El Paso, Escondido, Heaven, Carlsbad, Buffalo, Mission Hills. How's it going? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Times are good, Padres fans. Times are very good right now. Manny Machado is a Padre. Hopefully, he's a Padre for life. This offense is clicking on all cylinders. We need to get into Jake from Rake Farm very, very shortly. Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog, here. Make sure you follow Hogster on Instagram. Follow Hogster on Twitter. We'll let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres game on the IG. And tonight was the night of Manny Machado. And this is not a typo. 19-5, everybody. Idiot, she says, please, I implore you all to smash the like button. All right, guys, this has been brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Where do we start tonight? Where do we start tonight for the San Diego Padres? Well, listen, chat, I will tell you this. I will tell you this first off and foremost. The offense was absolutely exploding tonight for the San Diego Padres. Jake Forworth with a big-time double in the fourth. Got the Padres, took the lead. Ha-Sung Kim later in the next inning with the big-time triple. The Padres were able to tack on some more runs. And El Ministro went absolutely yard for his 11th home run of the season. Those were the quick offensive highlights. There was way too much to show. Michael Berdon and those guys have them absolutely hitting the taters off the base. Baseball right now, 21 hits, a season high for the San Diego Padres, as well as 19 runs. Of course, another season high for the San Diego Padres. The first place Padres, number one. And number two, another day of errorless baseball. Carlos Anguiano with the $2 holler says, El Ministro de Defensa, Manny Machado. Can we get some Manny Machado emojis in the chat, my fellow members? If you are not a YouTube member, consider joining the Hogwatch membership. You hit the join button right next to the subscribe button. And if you don't want to be a member, no worries. We're live and we're happy right now. Carson, welcome to the Hogwatch. If you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel. No Fernando Tatis Jr. so far of this 2022 campaign. I think the answer is no problem for the San Diego Padres. And I'll say it one more time. 40-24, chat. 40-24. That is not a mistake. They are 40-24. 16 games over 500. Oh, and by the way, they're doing it. They're doing it. Without Fernando Tatis Jr. Oh, and by the way, they have No Joe on the mound mañana. Michael Montez with the $5 holla. My man says, Hog, this team is built different. Manny's Hall of Fame bound. By the way, what happened to my mod? Love the streams. I don't know what happened to your mod. I think I was doing some reshuffling with moderations on the YouTube. I'll take a look into that a little bit later in the stream, buddy. I'm locked in right now. I appreciate the $5 holla. But you know what, chat? I've been telling you all, temper your expectations. Don't sell your whole souls yet. Well, I hate to break it to you, Hog, Borna, hey, T.A. Hog. I'm officially all in, baby. I am balls deep right now on this baseball team. And this team is making me believe that they can win it all. The resiliency, this group, the camaraderie, the chemistry. The leadership, the personnel. Oh, and all, by the way, without Fernando Tatis Jr. So I have an honest, a genuine question I want to ask y'all. And this is not a question that I've said before. This is not a question that has a lot of depth to it. Shut the fuck up, everybody. The question is, why not us? Why not this Padre team right now? Why not us? We were the dark horses all along this year. No one was talking about these San Diego Padres like they were in 2021. Yet this rotation's even better. And no one's talking about this team. So three words. Why not us? Oh, I'm turning you up, BQ. Jose with the $2 holla says Alfaro should be everyday starting catcher. That is not even a debate anymore. Jorge Alfaro, 3-for-6 tonight. Another 3 RBI night. Went ding-dong again. 284. The only reason we're going to see Austin Nola tomorrow, Jose, thank you so much for the $2 holla, is because it's an early, early day game. We got 300 people in the live stream. Again, if you're new to the channel, my name is Borna, a.k.a. Hog. I give you guys post-game live stream shows after every single San Diego Padres game. Your number one stop shop for everything San Diego Padres. We have been streaming every single night this year. Smash the like button, subscribe to the channel, turn on those post bell notifications so you know when Hogster's live, and consider joining the Hogwatch YouTube membership. But the consistency, chat. That's the biggest thing I want to talk about right now, welcoming everybody into the live stream. The consistency from the San Diego Padres offense has been something that's been an absolute pure joy to see. They had that little bit of a rut in the Colorado Rockies series, but one thing I've noticed is that they've been able to turn it around very, very quick. And again, here are the big-time moments in the game. Jake Cronenworth with the big-time bases clear. And then you had Ha-Sung Kim, who got into some love. And then, of course, Manny Machado.
Sends that one towards the gap. And that'll get down for a continue for the Cubs here. And Machado sealed. Haps going back.
What absolutely Manny has ding, dong, bing, bong. Manny Machado was absolutely that man today. And again, everybody, let's all congratulate Manny Machado. Let's get some Machados in the chat. It still feels weird that this guy's a San Diego Padre. Every day. He's having a lights-out year for the San Diego Padres. Shall we take a look at our first box score of the night for the San Diego Padres? Here it is, everybody. Look at this. 21 hits for the San Diego Padres. And oh, so baby, enjoy the 40-24. So we're going to talk about Profar. We're going to talk about Machado. We're going to talk about Luke Voit. We're going to talk about Jorge Alfaro. But there's one person I want to talk about that we've now started to dedicate a nightly segment to on this live stream. There is one person, chat, that I want to talk about that we've been starting to dedicate a nightly segment on this live stream. Jose, everyone score tonight. Yes, sir, with the $2 holla. Thank you. But there's one person I want to talk about who we've been dedicating every single night so far on the post-game live stream. Jake in May, his batting line was 206, 256, 290, one home run, seven RBI. We are just now halfway through June. And in the month of June, the beautiful month of June for Jake, his slash line is a 357 batting average, 446 slash 643, three home runs, 20 RBI. So I want to ask you, what was she wearing, honey? What the hell was she wearing? Khakis. Hello, yeah, this is Jake from Rake Farm. I'm officially back, and I'm back than I've ever been before. How's it going, Jake? 245 now on the year. This guy was under the Mendoza line 3 weeks ago. We were hitting the panic button. We even pulled out the panic button on the live stream, and now Jake is starting to crush the ball. He's hitting it to all areas of the field, and it's the two-out hitting from Jake Cronenworth. So what was she wearing, chat?
Khakis.
I gotta buy the full Jake from Rake Farm suit. I gotta get the headband. So Hogwatch members and everybody, let's get some Jake Crone emojis in the chat. Unbelievable victory, Fire Faithful. It's just getting started. We may need a khakis emoji, Ashley. I think a khakis emoji is next because this team is getting hog amped, and we pulled out the retro Padres Hogwatch shirt. And guys, I'll say it again. 21 hits for the San Diego Padres. Let's get a quick one more time roll call to see where everybody's tuning in from. We're going to hear from Padres interim manager Ryan Flaherty. Hopefully, we're going to hear from Manny Machado. We're going to hear from a lot of different Padres tonight. Sit back, relax, buckle up, have a nice drink, have some popcorn, relax. End your night to some hog. We're going to talk about this fantastic baseball team right now. Got some donos to catch up on. Eclipse Freak says, with the $5 holla, I appreciate your support of the channel. This season feels different, hog. I'm smelling World Series, baby. Why not us? Listen, I don't want to pull out the two-word World Series yet. I don't want to pull it out quite yet. I just don't want to do that. Nevertheless, let's take it one day at a time. Let's take it one series at a time. Then we can take it 1 month at a time. And right now, Eclipse, it's feeling very, very good. Because what should be giving you even more optimism, Eclipse, is that they're doing all of this without Fernando Tatis Jr. They're doing all of this without Fernando Tatis Jr. So I have a question for you, Eclipse, in chat. Can you respond to him? Why not us? David says khakis emoji. David, we're working on it. We need to get it. We need some more Hogwatch YouTube members in order to have more emojis because right now they're all locked. So consider joining the Hogwatch YouTube membership. I'll show you guys it one more time right now before we get into it. Here it is, everybody. Here it is, everybody. It only shows four emojis here, but we literally have 10 emojis, as you guys can see in the mother effing chat. We got the loyalty badges. We got the merchandise coming out very, very soon as well. Stay tuned on that. We got everything coming out soon. Member exclusive live streams, early access to videos. Enough of me spieling. Join the membership. Now. Now. Thomas with the big monster $20 holler, and of course, a notorious legendary hog of the membership channel. As hyped and balls deep as I am with the Padres, let's enjoy and stay focused. Let's enjoy this nice ride. We will be tested, but let's enjoy this and keep it going. Chat, Thomas brings up a fantastic point, right? It's never too good to get too high or too low. You got to stay even keel in order to be able to last the 162-game marathon of this long and arduous season. Guys, buckle up, as Thomas says. Thank you so much for your graciousness and the $20 holla. This is going to be a long summer. We are just starting to now enter the dog days of the summer. Again, everybody, we have 330 people in here. Smash the like button. We're just getting started. Padres season high, 19 runs, brought to you by betonline.ag. Listen, these are nice wins. We talked about this 14-game stretch before we have to go to Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine and face the Dodgers without Tatis. The Padres need to go 10-4 in these 14 games. Heck, I'm going to get greedy now and say the Padres need to go 11-3. Well, starting off right, they're 3-0. Now they need to go 8-3 over these next 11 to have a very successful road trip in Colorado and Chicago. Then you come back and you place the Diamondbacks. So it's very important that this team continues to play well and continue to be battle-tested. And you know what's even better, Thomas? And you know what's even better, Hogwatch Squad? It's no joke going tomorrow for the San Diego Padres. Appreciate the $20 holla. And all my members, let's welcome Eric Wolford to the Rookie Hogman. Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch membership, an absolute W. Welcome to the channel, my man. Welcome to the channel. Congratulations, man. Very happy for you. And thank you for your awesome support of the channel. Now, everybody. Now, let's do the classic. And again, if you guys are new to the channel, we have a segment on our Padres Hogwatch postgame show where we talk about the best San Diego Padres and the worst San Diego Padres of every single night. Your top hogs and hogwashes of the night. Okay. Your top hogs. There's a few of them. There's four of them tonight. Can we please like the stream? Let's just get them out the way. Machado, Cronenworth, Profar, and Voit. And I'll say it again. Machado, Cronenworth, Profar, and Voit. I want to congratulate Manny Machado. He is the ultimate top hog tonight. The youngest active player ever to have 1,500 hits. He's absolutely killing it for the San Diego Padres. He is your first top hog of the night. Let's get some Manny Machados in the chat. Let's get some Manny Machados to the chat. The eighth fastest to hit 1,500 hits, chat. Unbelievable run for Manny Machado so far in San Diego. Let's get some top hogs, Manny Machados, in the chat. Your top hog of the night. That's the first one. By the way, John Kevin Mariano, all my members, let's welcome him to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. Welcome, buddy, to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. Thank you so much for your support. And go ahead and test out those new emojis. Let's get some Padres wind bells as well for welcoming John to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. That's number one. Now, number two. Your second top hog of the night.
Khakis.
Listen, we've been talking about Jake Cronenworth's superb start to the season, chat. And I'll say it again. The dude is hitting 357 in May. He has three home runs. He has 20 RBI. And he's absolutely starting to figure it out for the Padres. And he's starting to be that guy that we oh so desperately needed at the top of the order. And we would all be lying to ourselves if we weren't extremely concerned with Jake Cronenworth as we were just getting started this season. All of our concern levels were at an 8+ for Jake the Rake. And it's finally able to see him now starting to produce. He's hitting the ball to all areas of the field. And he's starting to be that absolute rock, that man for the San Diego Padres. And it's absolutely delightful to see. And your other top hogs of the night. I could have given them to everybody. I gave them to two other Padres. Luke Voit, some big hits again tonight. Was able to stat pad at the end with the home run. And Jurickson Profar, another three-hit night. I'm not giving out any hogwashes tonight. Dustin Carr, welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. All my members, let's welcome Dustin with some Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, and Luke Voit emojis. Let's welcome him with those beautiful three emojis because Dustin, welcome to the membership. You can use those things now too. And we're going to show y'all the updated tally boards as we are now on June 15th. We're over 2 months through the season, chat, and we are 64 games in with the San Diego Padres. Manny Machado. 13 top hogs tonight for the San Diego Padres. 13 top hogs this season. A league best. And by the way, chat, I actually totally forgot. That's my bad. The hogwash is no, it's none other than Ryan Weathers. And I don't really want to spend too much time on this. I really hope he's able to figure it out, chat. Ryan Weathers has a FIP of over 7. He had an ERA of over 7 in El Paso. You would hope that Ryan Weathers is able to figure it out. It is what it is. That's for you, chat. I don't really care. Now, Manny Machado sitting at first place. But chat, can we really talk about Jurickson Profar as well? Number one. And number two, chat, let's all congratulate. Let's get some Luke emojis in the chat. congratulating Luke Voit from finally making it into the Top Hog Hogwash standings again. Guys, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe, join the Hogwash for year-round Padres content. Essentially, what this tally board is telling us is that we rank the Padres by the Top Hog and Hogwash awards after every single San Diego Padres game. The Top Hog goes to the best player, the Hogwash goes to the worst or worst players, and here are the top eight Padres according to this award so far this season. It's kind of rounding out into shape. You see Hosmer starting to go down because of his, you know, besides his great April, he hasn't been good. Ha-Sung Kim's finally falling out of the top eight, and Jurickson Profar, man, what a year Jurickson Profar's had for the San Diego Padres. What a year Jurickson Profar has had for the San Diego Padres. It's unbelievable. Another three-hit night for Pro, and he's playing happy, he's playing free, and he's playing excited baseball for the San Diego Padres. I saw Sergio having a question about Jorge Alfaro. Sergio, your questions always pop out to me because you're a great Twitter follow. You guys should go follow Sergio Quintero on Twitter. You guys should also follow Borna A.K.A. Hog on Twitter. We just hit 2,000 Twitter followers. Thank you so much. By the way, follow me on Instagram, everybody, at the Hogwatch. We're just getting settled in on tonight's San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. And you know what? I wish I could give so many more top hogs, but another one who's really deserving of the award tonight is Warway Walfaro. It's Jorge Alfaro, chat. Listen, we talk about Jorge Alfaro, and Sergio brings up a great point about it. Besides Austin Nola playing on these day games tomorrow, you'll probably see him go on Thursday because it's an early morning. You'll probably see him go Sunday. Besides that, chat, Jorge Alfaro has got to be the starting catcher for the San Diego Padres. And quite frankly, right now, chat, it isn't even close. The kind of production that they're getting from him, the great arm, the quickness, the defense, and oh, and by the way, the slugging they're getting from Jorge Alfaro has been an absolute delight. It's been an absolute joy, and it's been an absolute pleasure to watch Jorge Alfaro be a San Diego Padre. And we were all wrong. We dripped AJ Preller for that acquisition, as Jorge Alfaro was a negative war player in Miami last year, and he comes to the Padres, and he's having a really nice year for the Padres. I mean, listen, the sample size is still low, but at this point, he provides everything that Nola doesn't. He literally does everything better than Nola, except maybe frame, but Nola's not even a good framer. He receives better. Pause. He's a better defender. He has a way better arm. He's faster, and he quite frankly hits the ball better in every single facet of the game. The one frustrating thing with Alfaro, he's sometimes going to swing up balls. You're like, why is he swinging at that? But besides that, he's been absolutely amazing for the San Diego Padres. Nova Coolis, thank you so much for the $5 holla. Says, I love seeing this offense score a lot of runs. I love seeing you support the channel, my man. But listen, how much of tonight, chat, was the San Diego Padres and their ability to put good at-bats together, or the Chicago Cubs just having an absolutely miserable bullpen for the Chicago Cubs? That's something that I want to ask y'all. By the way, everybody, we got 317 people in these live streams, and we only got 125 of y'all hitting the like button. Let's get this absolutely raucous, I don't even know if that's a word, roaring live stream, everybody. Let's get this thing to 200 likes. We're just settling in on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. We're going to hear from multiple people tonight, but this Padres offense is absolutely killing it. Luke Voit has finally turned a corner for the San Diego Padres. And again, the story is Jake Cronenworth. But let's see if we can hear from Manny Machado, everybody.
Tonight. It's quite an accomplishment. You're only the 17th player in Major League history to get halfway to 3,000 hits and 500 home runs.
Machado on 1,500 hits,
chat. The other 16, most of them are in the Hall of Fame. As it got closer, how much were you eyeing it, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I didn't know it was that close until last week. And, you know, just to reach that accomplishment and that milestone, it's
By the way, the fact that he has 1,500 hits before his age 30 season is just absolutely unbelievable. Again, let's get some Manny Machado emojis in the chat. And I also forgot one more thing, everybody. Again, we're just getting started on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I forgot to give all y'all the Padres wind bells after tonight. Let's get some Padres wind bells in the chat. Matthew with the amazing $10 holla. I appreciate your support. Says, I am so happy for Voit. He is going to be a big redemption story. Why not 40-plus home runs? AJ Preller is looking like a genius right now. Oh, yeah, Hog, your graphics look dope. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate somebody recognizing that I'm putting work into my graphics. Thank you so much for your support and seeing that in the channel and giving back to the community. Well, listen, man, obviously 40 home runs is out of the question for Luke Voit. He has only 8 home runs, and we're already only at 98 games left in the season because of his slow start. But don't be surprised if you see Luke Voit hitting 25 home runs and maybe 18, 19 home runs in his last year. 80, 90 games. I mean, the guy's on a different level right now. And what's the best thing that we're noticing from Luke Voit, chat? You're starting to see Voit hit the ball. He's not pulling the ball directly. He's hitting the ball to all areas of the field for the San Diego Padres. And that's how you know he's starting to hit the ball well. Remember when we talked about El Gallo, everybody, 5 years ago when he was actually good for the Padres? It was that he was always hitting the ball to right center field. And now with Luke Voit, you're starting to see he's hitting the ball to right center field. He's hitting the ball to center field. And obviously it was against Schwindel, but he crushed that homer. Luis with the $5 holla says, like I said, Hog, bring Campy and let Alfaro coach him up. We'll get into that later in the stream, but let's get some W's for Luis with the $5 holler. Dodgers throwing a no-hitter. I don't care because a win is a win. Now, chat, how are we feeling tonight? I want to ask you guys. We got about 320 people in this live stream. I need everybody to smash the like button. And I have a question for you all. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in this baseball team right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a general question, but how confident are you? 1 to 10 from this baseball team. I mean, I'm feeling great right now. I mean, obviously we're going to need some guys back. Obviously we're going to need Fernando back. We're still probably going to need another bat. But right now, I mean, they're able to put up 19 runs. They're able to get through a Ryan Weathers start, and they literally have their best pitcher going tomorrow to close the door for the San Diego Padres. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And chat, I cannot believe I'm doing this ride with y'all. This team is awesome. This team is unbelievable right now, and they have all of us. They have all of us nibbling on our feet. They have all of us nibbling on our teeth and all of us super excited for this team. Nate Dogg with the $5 holla says, I love this team. Let's effing go, Hog. Why not us? Nate, appreciate the $5 holla, my man. You are an absolute G. I know you don't ever need to donate. You support me more enough. Nate, you're such a loyal viewer of the channel and an awesome rookie, Hog. Again, join the Hogwatch YouTube membership, Nate. Thank you so much, man. And by the way, everybody, we talk about how special of a team this is. You all should consider joining the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. We have been talking every single night in this Discord about when the Padres win. It's a great time to be a Padres fan. So guys, go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. We're talking all during games, and the Padres won, and the Padres won, and the... Let's see if we can... Can we get it? Can we get it, chat? Can we get it, chat, or no? Oh, man, it doesn't want to load for me.
Oh, yeah, the Padres won, if you're seeing this wrong. Your team got smoked, yeah, yeah. That's right, the Padres won. Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
You got to love it, chat. You got to love it. You got to love it. And it's special right now. And it's special right now. Nate, my man, with the $5 holler again. We're just getting settled on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show today. Now, I want to talk about Ryan Weathers as well tonight for the San Diego Padres, right? He made his season debut for the Padres coming up from El Paso. And listen, he's been very much struggling with this stuff. This could have been a potential audition in front of his next team with the Chicago Cubs that we saw Ryan Weathers tonight. The question is, is Ryan Weathers tradable at this point? Because obviously his stuff is corrupt. It's likely not going to be fixed in San Diego. You would hope that it's going to be able to be fixed with another team, and some team's going to find value in using him as a project. So the question is, chat, is Ryan Weathers tradable at the deadline? We were hearing reports today that the Cubs are going to ask for around a prospect in the 10 to 15 range for Wilson Contreras. If you're the San Diego Padres, say it with me, everybody. Sign me up. The question is, what do you think is the deal with Ryan Weathers? Is he salvageable at this point for the San Diego Padres? Are we hurting him just putting him in the major league so much? We have to remember this. He's 22 years of age. He just has no command anymore. He can't find the zone. Hopefully, Ruben Niebla and company can find a way to fix him right now, because the dude has some electric stuff. We were able to find out about it literally less than a year ago, and he was absolutely tormenting the Dodgers. You would hope, right? See Breezy with the $2 holla says, put up a football score on him. Screw the Cubbies. We beat them by 2 touchdowns today, and they still put up 5 runs. It's still crazy to see that the Padres put up 19 runs today, everybody. And again, if you are new to the channel, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch YouTube channel. We talk about the Padres after every single San Diego Padres game. Subscribe, turn on those post bell notifications. And we got Kronworth, it. The team got it going, baby, right early on in this baseball game. Jake Kronworth, everybody. Big time. Two outs hitting so far in this torrid month of June. Ha-Sung Kim, it was great to see him split a gap. He really needed that for his confidence. It was still a little bit of a blooper, says Mr. Fruit Ninja. And you hangy? Machado will bangy. His 11th home run of the season hit number 1502. Manny Machado gets it done for the San Diego Padres. Listen, a big time night. And tomorrow, everybody, rise and shine. No Joe going on the mound tomorrow for the San Diego Padres. But listen, we were briefly listening to Manny Machado about his, you know, 1500 hit. And here's what he had to say.
You know, baseball is a funny game. And, you know, you just got to take what they give you. Sometimes they give you good things, sometimes they don't. So, sweat it out.
One thing that is underappreciated about you sometimes,
we're listening to Manny Machado.
You can't get to 1500 hits before you're 30. If you're sitting on the bench, you've played in more games since 2015 than any other current major leaguer. It's a credit to your off-season work. When did you understand how valuable all of that is? Did a veteran talk to you about it when you were younger? Did you always just have a source of pride of being available like this?
No, just being able to play. That's what I was taught to do, and you know, I continue to do that every single year. Go out there and play baseball, and that's what I love to do.
All right, let's do one more question about the team. Your teammates celebrated with some offensive
1500
fireworks.
1500 chat.
19 runs tonight. You yourself hit 1501, was a 2-run home run. What's gotten into this offense lately, and how nice is it to build the
1500 chat? 1500, and some of these picks go absolutely insanely hard for your San Diego Padre, Manny Machado. It's unbelievable that Machado's a Padre. It still feels like chills that Manny Machado is a San Diego Padre. Now, Gaming with Axel brings up a fantastic point. We still have a few things that I want to address on the postgame show, everybody. And these are now, we're getting into some very important matters on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. We can open up to some calls later in the live stream. But I do want to talk about kind of the depth of this baseball team right now and what the Padres should do in terms of direction they should go. Thank you for the comment, Gaming with Axel. Let's talk about something, chat. I do want to talk about something, and it's very important that we discuss. The Padres got to call up Esteri Ruiz. Now, we're going to get into C.J. Abrams. But the San Diego Padres, they need to call up Esteri Ruiz. This guy is having a historic season in the minor leagues. And I have no idea why Sergio Alcantara is up while this guy isn't. This guy is the fastest mofo I've ever seen in my life. He's got Billy Hamilton level kind of speed. He's got, 46 stolen bases now, or even getting some more. He's hitting 400-something in AAA. He was hitting 3-something in AA, and the dude literally hits home runs all the time. At what point do you give him a shot? Brent Rooker went deep again tonight. He hit one 477 feet. C.J. Abrams is hitting 310 in El Paso. He's been going deep. Look at these core four for the El Paso Chihuahuas. I mean, it's not even close right now. These are the core four. But right now, you're starting to get production from Nomar Mazara. The guy that I'm not calling down is, it's not Mazara. The guy I'm calling down is Alcantara. If there's got to be one of those four guys who can actually supply a benefit for the San Diego Padres, am I mistaken? Am I mistaken, chat? Shouldn't we be ready to call one of those guys up at this point? I mean, some of these Padres are going absolutely nuclear in the minor leagues right now. And of course, I don't want to get into the situation where it's like, okay, Hog, let's not rush these guys, but it is what it is. So out of one of those four of those guys, you got Rooker, Ruiz, Abrams, okay, and you got Campy, chat. I'm asking all 280 of y'all on the live stream. The chat needs to pick up again. I need to see the chat moving. All of y'all. Who do you think is going to be called up first out of one of those four? Sergio says Ruiz is on pace for 30 home runs, 350 batting average, 1,100 OPS, and 80 stolen bases for a full season. Guys, that is video game-like numbers. Those are just insane numbers. Unbelievable kinds of numbers. I'm literally going to tweet that right now. Sergio, that is unbelievable. Yeah, Ruiz is 23. You gotta check this guy out. The thing is, I just don't know why Alcantara is on the team right now. But again, I want to spend more time on tonight, chat. What a win, Friar Faithful. Now, I want to ask y'all, what is the number one priority for this team now at the trade deadline? They're starting pitching's A-OK. Their bullpen's been pretty solid with the exception to a few outings. Their offense is really starting to hit stride because I was telling y'all while we were panicking about the offense, and rightfully so, they just needed guys like Grisham and Cronenworth to get going. Grisham's now hitting 190. He's getting closer to 200. Cronenworth's getting closer to 250. Profar's hitting 250. Now when you're starting to look at this offense, chat, in terms of batting averages, they're looking a lot better than they did even a month ago. I mean, if you take a look at the order, the low offense this year, Profar's hitting 253. Ozokar's hitting 247. Cronenworth's hitting 245. Machado 322. Voit's hitting 237 with some major slug now. Hosmer's the one going in the wrong direction at 284. It's crazy that Jorge Alfaro and Eric Hosmer have the same batting average. Nomar Mazara has been a revelation for the San Diego Padres, and Ha-Sung Kim is clearly a substitute player until Tatis comes back. And last but not least, it's looking like Trent Grisham is finally maybe starting to turn the corner. I know he had four hits in this Cubs series, and I believe three of them were bunts. The dude is the best bunter in the league, but right now, unfortunately, that's about it. So people are saying a home run hitter, maybe a Nelson Cruz. Y'all remember when I was ripping me when I said Nelson Cruz should be a Padre and he struggled out so much to start the year? Nelson Cruz has been one of the best hitters in baseball in the last 3 to 4 weeks. That can be a potential option. I don't like the Andrew Benintendi option just because we need slug. Wilson Contreras could be a very viable option for the San Diego Padres. The question is at what cost? And last but not least, do we even need that if Jorge Alfaro is starting to produce at this clip for the San Diego Padres? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the kind of clip Jorge Alfaro is producing for the San Diego Padres. And last but not least, we're going to get Bomel back, chat. We're going to get our skipper back. We're going to get our skipper back. But the biggest thing that's changing on this Padres offense, what's changed the fortunes of this team? What's changed the fortunes of this team? It's been Jake Cronenworth. He's the person changing all the fortunes right now for the San Diego Padres from an offensive standpoint. Because Jurickson Profar, with an exception of 2 to 3 weeks, chat, has been doing his job all season long. And Melvin's been insistent having Cronenworth at the second spot in the order, batting second. He moved him down to sixth when he was slumping bad, but was adamant to have Cronenworth hit second. By the way, everybody, I put the link to the Padres Hogwatch Discord on the top of the chat. Welcoming XX Gamer and a Korean to the chat. Welcome, everybody, to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord, as well as follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch. Going back to Jake, though, now that Profar's already been producing, and then you have Jake, you're able to bridge that to Machado and now Voit, who's playing so well. The biggest issue, chat, is that there was a few things that we started to notice. Profar was producing, Machado was producing, but when Cronenworth and Voit weren't producing, those were the 2-4 guys, the offense was bad because you couldn't string together at-bats. Your leadoff guy was hitting well, and your third guy was hitting well, but your second guy wasn't hitting well, and your fourth guy was not hitting well. So there was an abruption between at-bats, which didn't allow for consistent flow in this offense. But now you're starting to see Cronenworth and Voit play super well, and that's why now your 1-4 hitters are producing so much for this team. Your 1-4 hitters tonight for the San Diego Padres had 12 of their 21 hits. Profar had 3 hits, Cronenworth had 3 hits, Machado had 3 hits, Voit had 3 hits. Okay? So your 1-4 hitters tonight for the Padres had 12 hits and 9 RBI. So you're starting to understand that Jake Cronenworth is starting to become the cog of this team. And now, Hogwatch YouTube members, take a look at something. We have every single emoji for the top four hitters on the Padres. I want to see all of y'all put them in the chat. Machado, Mr. 1500. Cronenworth from Rake Farm. Jurickson Profar, the awesome, awesome leadoff guy. And Luke Voit, your four top four hitters of this team have been the driving forces and the engine so far to start the year. And again, let's see those emojis in the chat. But I want to make that point one more time. We've been getting Profar and Machado production all year long. But the difference is, we are also starting to get production now from the 2-4 guys. We're starting to see it from Jake and Voit, and it's starting to be able to kind of link them all together. You're starting to see them link them all together, and that has been the biggest change in this Padres offense. On top of that, it was nice to see some slug tonight. Obviously, the one against Schwindel maybe doesn't count, but Voit goes deep. Machado goes deep. Alfaro goes deep. ADHD, you like that? That's 3 home runs for the San Diego Padres tonight. Hopefully, that can help them in the slugging department. And you know what I like even more? This Padre team is resilient. They were down 4-2 heading into the fourth inning. We were all biting our nails with Ryan Weathers hitting the mound. But chat, correct me if I'm wrong. By the way, like the stream, chat. But isn't this the first time where we can all kind of agree? When we were down 4-2, we were down 4-2. Once Ryan Weathers was able to be okay and settled in, guys, can we all agree? We weren't worried. This is one of the first times in a long time with this team where if we're down 4-2, obviously a part of it was potentially because of this Cubs team, but I wasn't worrying. 4-2, that's nothing. There was a huge at-bat in this game. And again, there was an absolutely huge at-bat in this game. Ryan Weathers was facing somebody. I forgot who it was in the fourth inning. The Padres were down 4-2. Bases were loaded. Okay, bases were loaded, two outs for the Cubs. I think if the Cubs were able to get a hit there, the Padres would have been in big trouble. And I mean big trouble. But Weathers was able to get a fly out to Grisham in center field. And that was a huge moment in the game that were able to keep the Padres in it. And once that happened, again, the rest was history. You were able to see Jake Cronenworth. You were able to see all these guys, Jorge Alfaro, get it done. Because then it literally set us up, literally for the next inning, where Jake Cronenworth was able to get a big-time double. That really got the Padres the lead.
Standing at second base. It's a two-run.
But again,
Kim reaches out. He sends that
it's
one
the resiliency of this team.
And
it's knowing
for the Cubs
that
here.
They can come back down from deficits.
And Machado sealed. Haps going back.
And here's the beautiful thing. Guys. This Padre team is going to be unbeatable. If their offense has this kind of streak, strength, resiliency to it. Because they only need this offense, not even to this level. But, I mean, when we talk about this, chat, we're going to get fantastic starting pitching probably 4-5 games a week. When I mean, like, that's 4-5 quality starts a week we are expecting with this Padres rotation. So, chat, I mean, right now, it's amazing. David Gonzalez says down 2-4 felt like a tie. It really did. It really did. You know how we always said down 1-0 felt like 8-0? It feels like the opposite right now for the San Diego Padres. Let me catch up to chat a little bit. Slap some cheese on it. Last season would have been a write-off at 4-2. Absolutely. The Padres are resilient this year. The bats were desperate in early May. And listen, we've gone through an offensive rut. We trusted Bob Melvin. So, chat, I want to ask you, all 200-plus of you on the live stream, how much of this game was the Cubs' awful bullpen versus the San Diego Padres' awesome offense? I really want to ask y'all, how much of this game do you believe in the San Diego Padres' offense really trying to turn it around versus this series being the offense or this series just being how bad the Chicago Cubs really are right now? Because I think it's a little bit of both. The Cubs have lost 9 straight games. They're 100% going to be sellers at the deadline, and it is what it is. However, it's great to see this offense turn it around, especially after a really, really bad Rocky series. Sergio says, the uncomfortable question, how much will they be willing to bench Hosmer and Myers in the second half? I mean, I don't think benching Myers is a question yet. I thought he's been pretty good. He just got unfortunately hurt, and it's not like Ozocar's been hot lately. But if Mazar continues to play this well, he's going to be benched Myers as Hosmer. We'll see. What would you do? Play Void at first base so you can maybe trade for another DH? That brings up another open question, Sergio. If Hosmer continues to struggle, what they can do is they can move Void to first base, or they can get another big DH like JD Martinez, for example. The Cubs break the record in recent history for most runs allowed. That's insane, dude. That's insane. 40%. The Cubs make the Pirates look very competitive. They also didn't allow, more than one run to the Yankees until extra innings. I think Hosmer could get benched, just not yet. Again, everybody, the San Diego Padres win an absolute big one against the Chicago Cubs. And chat, here we go now. I mean, we're going for the series sweep tomorrow, a 4-game sweep against the Cubs. Manny Machado has 1,500 hits in his major league career. And I love what they did, getting No-No Joe an extra day of rest for the San Diego Padres. So now we take a look at this tomorrow, everybody. It's Joe Musgrove versus Matt Swarmer. Joe Musgrove has been one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in baseball. I think right now it's Joe Musgrove or Tony Gonsolin for the NL Cy Young. I think Gonsolin's got slightly better numbers. His ERA is about a 1.42. His whip is at a 0.86. Of course, Tony Gonsolin is having this kind of year for the LA Dodgers. But you look at Joe Musgrove, 7-0, 1.5 ERA, a whip of under 1, 72 innings pitched, 51 hits, 72 strikeouts to 16 walks. I mean, guys, that's unbelievable video game-like numbers. 4.5 strikeout-to-walk ratio, and he's only allowed the long ball 4 times this year. Now, people chalking it and saying it's an automatic win tomorrow. Let's not jinx it. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is a very important baseball game tomorrow, and we don't want to lose a Joe Start. We want Joe Musgrove to go 15, 16, 17, and 0 for the San Diego Padres this year. So we do not want, okay, we do not want to jinx Joe Musgrove. He's always been due for a bad start, but if Joe Musgrove got an extra day of rest, he's going to face this Cubs lineup. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sticky. It may not extend him as much as we'd like him to. This is a big game for the San Diego Padres to get it done tomorrow. A big game. Now, chat, opening up the segment to you in all facets of the live stream. Do y'all have any other questions for Hogster on today's postgame show? This is a great win, everybody. An absolutely fantastic win. Buehler just had surgery. It could be 3 months for Buehler. Yeah, they're going to get him back for the postseason, though. Should we be nervous if Gore has trouble with his command on his next start? Really want to see his command back in order? Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're always going to be nervous with Mackenzie Gore until he's a bona fide ace, right? I think Mackenzie Gore has been great so far to start the year, and you would hope, because he's been so great, Sergio, that that start against the Colorado Rockies was just a fluke because he has been so good. Of course, he's had command problems all year long, but those Rockies game, that looked like command problems of old. So hopefully he's going to be okay. Hopefully he's going to be okay. Now, chat, at what point do we do with Ha-Sung Kim? At what point do we try and find an option externally on another team, or do we find an option internally, whether that's Ruiz, whether that's Abrams? Would you guys consider calling up CJ Abrams to bench Ha-Sung Kim at this point, or do you not want to screw up CJ Abrams? Because Ha-Sung Kim, again, I don't know how much longer we can do it. Right now, we're able to get away with it. The offense has been performing. Ha-Sung Kim hasn't even been as good defensively lately. He made another big mistake defensively tonight with some hesitation. It's not like he's been a superb defender as well. What would you do with Ha-Sung Kim? Are you going to continue to put him in the lineup? Again, I want to show you all as well, this scoring summary for the Padres is just absolutely insane, guys. It's just so insane, the amount of scoring for the Padres. People are saying no. CJ's going to come up and hit 200 again. Oh, that's not the spirit. You could be right, though. You could be right. You could be right, chat. Kim needs some time. I mean, listen, at this point, we're kind of seeing who Kim is. I think he's going to be okay. Keaton, man, seems like you're new to the channel. I hope you subscribe again. To all my new viewers, I hope you subscribe. Join the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content and consider joining the Hogwatch San Diego Padres YouTube membership. You hit the join button next to the subscribe button. It really supports me out on the channel, and I cannot wait to be bringing out so much exclusive shit on the show. I know it's been a little bit delayed. I'm hoping for July, guys, when we're going to get some awesome shit. Stay tuned on merchandise. Should be very, very soon. The member exclusive live streams, I'm going to wait probably till the first month of July once we have our first month of members settled, and we'll do some trade deadline exclusive of live streams, early access to new videos, lifetime discounts. So everybody, consider joining the membership right next to the subscribe button. Thank you so much. And Steve Owen with the monstrous $10 holler says, what up, Hog Steve? What up, man? How you doing, my man? I appreciate your donos and your support of the channel. Everything's well on your end. Thank you so much for the donation, my man. So people are saying no, they don't want to call up CJ. It would be a big mistake. I don't know. Hog, you think Nola does good tomorrow? I mean, he was 2-for-4 in his last outing, but Nola's never going to get me pumped up. Nola's ain't going to get me excited ever again, man. I'm telling you, because he doesn't hit for power. He doesn't hit for power at all, but I guess we'll find out. Thank you so much again, Steve, for the $10 holla. Let's get some W's for Steve in the chat. Again, everybody, here are your updated top Hog and Hogwash standings of the year so far. Padres fans, my expectations have been exceeded so far with how this team's performing without Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, I'll say it again. My expectations have been exceeded with how this team is performing without Fernando Tatis Jr. It's just been an absolute delight. It's unbelievable. I don't even know how much longer that they can play at this clip. Guys, how much longer can they do this? And let's get some W's for Luke Voit. Let's get some W's for Luke Voit making the top hog hogwash standings. Big time. Big time. So, Chad, I ask you. Why not us? Why not us? Again, everybody, what's the biggest area to address for this team? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know yet. But right now, shit is going very, very well for this Padre team. Shit is going very, very well for this San Diego Padre team. Again, let's hear the rest of this Manny Machado interview with Annie Helbrin. I think it's a great listen, so let's watch it together on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show, everybody.
Reaching 15, to be very fit on the bench. You've played in more games since 2015 than any other current major leaguer. It's a credit to your offseason work. When did you understand how valuable all of that is? Did a veteran talk to you about it when you were younger, or did you always just have a source of pride of being available like this?
No, just being able to play. That's what I was taught to do, and I continue to do that every single year. Go out there and play baseball, and that's what I love to do.
All right, let's do one more question about the team. Your teammates celebrated with some offensive fireworks. 19 runs tonight. You yourself hit 1501, was a two-run home run. What's gotten into this offense lately, and how nice is it to build the identity along with the starting pitching that you guys are relentless out there?
Yeah, just give what the scoreboard takes, and we go out there and perform and work as hard as we can in the cage, and we stick to our game plan, and overall as a group we've been doing that collectively.
Manny, thank you so much. I know the San Diego fans are going to be excited to celebrate with you and you with your teammates. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's Manny Machado, everybody. Mr. 1500 for the San Diego Padres. An absolutely big-time day. Lots of people eyes stuck on the Dodger game right now. Of course, only a Dodger no-hitter could be the one thing to take away from our great night. Everybody, chat, we keep our eyes out on the Dodgers way too much. It's not the time to do this. It's not the time to do this. Again, everybody, does anybody have any other questions from today's postgame show? If not, we're going to wrap it up. I got to sleep. I'm exhausted. But this was a big one tonight, Padres fans. This was a big one tonight, Padres fans. Does anybody have any other questions before we wrap it up live on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show? Again, the storylines tonight. Okay? The storylines tonight.
And Cronenworth out to deep right center field. That's going to at least tie.
Three hit games for Jake Cronenworth. That's
base.
The first
it's
one.
A two run. Kim reaches out. He
the next
that one.
One
towards the gap.
Machado, 1,500 hits.
Down for a continue for the Cubs.
Here. Jorge Alfaro is the number one catcher on this baseball
Machado
team.
Machado sealed. Haps going back.
And this San Diego Padres team is for real. And this team is damn good, as BQ says, with two outs. Yeah, Hog, what happened with Bob Melvin? Bob Melvin has COVID, Daniel. He should be back very soon. Would you sell high on Ruiz if you call him up and he doesn't perform? I don't know, man. His speed is so insane. No, I'm not selling Ruiz right now. I'm not selling Ruiz at all, dude. Guys, that is legendary speed. That is legendary speed. I know, Sergio, you're a big Trey Mancini guy. When's the next shirtless stream, Hog? Oh, bet, bro. I got you. Who do you think personally is the best prospect in the farm system to call up right now? It's Ruiz. It's not even close. All this guy's done is hit. The argument can be the same with the CJ Abrams argument with Ruiz, that it's way too early. It's way too premature. You probably shouldn't call him up. Nevertheless, I think that's the obvious choice. Guys, this team's special. Padres fans, this team is special. Again, everybody, this has been brought to you by betonline.ag. Daniel says, Hog, keep up the good work, bro. I love your channel. Yo, chat, what are y'all doing? Subscribe to the channel if you are new. Guys, all I ask, please, please, subscribe to the channel. Help Hogster get the name out. Subscribe to the channel and make sure you turn on those post bell notifications when you do so. Follow Hog, okay, guys? I know all of y'all are on Instagram. We're doing the Nabil Chrismet jersey giveaway very, very soon. But follow Hog on Instagram right here at The Hog Watch. We are also on Apple Podcasts at The Hog Watch. We are also on Twitter at The Hog Watch. So everybody, the San Diego Padres, they do it again. Franchise best 40-24. Oh, it sounds so sweet. The Padres, franchise best 40-24. They have the NL Cy Young leader. They have the best player in baseball who's been on the shelves. They have one of the youngest players ever to reach 1,500 hits before his age 30 season. They're having a solidified bullpen. They have an offense that's starting to now pick up, in which their top four hitters have been absolutely insane. And I'll say it one more time, all of this without Fernando Tatis Jr. So the last question I ask is, why not us? Joe Musgrove on the mound tomorrow. Let's get this series sweep. And it's been your boy Hog, everybody. Let's get some Padres wind bells, and I'm signing out. Peace. Y'all ready? Let's get some Padres wind bells, chat. Let's get a full round. Good night, everybody.